Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu al-atammani al-akmalani ala khayri khalqillahi ajma'in, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man sara ala sabilihi wa nahjihi, wa man istanna bi sunnatihi wa man ihtada bi hadjihi ila yawmiddin, amma ba'd. وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks, only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Infinite wisdom, infinite mercy on this Mubarak days of Zulhijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to gather in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Indeed, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we cannot forget, and we should continuously remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happens, Allah Pak's system is such that Allah has created this world as Darul Imtihan. Allah has created this world as a place of examination and test. And in a place of examination, you will get some questions that are hard, some questions that are difficult. A person will be tested, and according to his ability in facing those tests will be the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant. There's no person that came in this world that had no challenge. And there's no person that will come in this world that will have no challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that He will test us. Allah Pak has sent us into this world and He'll test us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards upon our test also are very, very handsome. What happens unfortunately sometimes is we get so consumed by the test that all the other ni'mats that Allah Pak has given us, we forget about those ni'mats because of our focus only on the test that we are experiencing at that time. So this is some mistake that we make, is that we are so consumed and overpowered by that test that we are going through, the many, many ni'mats that Allah Pak has given us, we are very quick to forget it. One person phoned recently and he's telling me that I'm in a lot of distress. I said, what's your distress about? So he's telling me that my revenue is gone negative compared to last year. In other words, last year I was making 10 million a month, this year I'm making 6 million only a month. So I asked him, are you still making profits? He said, no, I'm making plenty of profits, but I'm in distress because why it's gone lower than last year. So now this is the thing that he was consuming, eating him up. He's focusing on this and all the millions that Allah Pak has given him and all the other ni'mats that he's been given. He's completely forgetting about that. There was a great Nabi. Now why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these tests? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us through these problems? Why do sometimes we have to face conditions of fear? Firstly, it's not something new. Allah Pak has told us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Allah is saying that we will definitely test you. Not just test you, we will definitely test you with conditions of fear. You will go through conditions of fear. And fear is not something new. Allah Pak put Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam through fear. Allah put His most beloved through fear. So Allah Pak puts us through fear, we should get happy. So Allah, at least you're allowing us to experience what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to experience. So Allah Pak says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ a bit of fear. بِخَوْفٍ مِّنَ الْجُوعِ. Allah Pak will put you through a little bit of poverty. Yeah, people just have to wait in lines, and how people become so panicky, so anxious. May Allah Pak didn't really test us in terms of poverty. Allah just put us through some inconvenience, and yet we went through so much of anxiety. Allah Pak is saying, you will be tested with these things. There will be situations where you will have to go through, but Allah Pak will test some with everything, and some people with some of these four things. So first is fear, the next Allah Pak mentioned hunger, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah Pak will test you with loss of wealth. Don't expect that you won't have any loss of wealth. You will go through some loss. Somebody maybe go insolvent and is owing you money. You will have to go through a loss of wealth. Somebody is owing you and he may just abscond, or you may be making losses, it may happen, or somebody may loot, somebody may steal, somebody may hijack, you may go through different phases, but Allah Pak is saying that we will test you with loss of wealth. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَنْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Allah Pak is saying you will lose life also. You will lose people. Sometimes it may be through a sickness Allah Pak will take people away. Sometimes it may be through a calamity Allah will take people away. Sometimes it will be through natural disasters or natural causes Allah Pak will take people away. This is the cause. This is the life that Allah Pak has given us. Then Allah Pak is saying, how do you react? When this happens, what should you do? Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Glad tidings to those that make sabr. Now what is sabr? Very quickly, in 5 minutes inshallah, we'll just look at the incident of Ayyub alayhi salam to show us that what really is sabr. Sometimes we go through a condition, very quickly we send out messages that we are battling, we are suffering, we are in pain, and everyone must know about it. Is this sabr, or is sabr really that we are talking to Allah and praising Allah for the condition that we are going through? Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Pak had blessed him. Allah Pak had blessed him, he was very wealthy. He had seven sons, seven daughters. He had good health. His wife also, Allah Pak had blessed him with a very, very pious wife from the offspring of Yusuf alayhi salam. And he also was from the offspring of a Nabi. So Nabi Lut alayhi salam. So Allah Pak had blessed him that he was a very, very prosperous person, being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Pak tested him. Allah Pak had given him a sickness. Such a sickness that afflicted every single limb of his body. That only two parts of his body did not be afflicted. One was his tongue and the other was his heart, wherein he would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a type of a leprosy, a type of a disease. Those people that were around him didn't even want to stay near him with that type of sickness that he had. So Allah Pak made it such that now a person who had so much of wealth, all the wealth is gone. Family is gone. Friends are gone. Everyone around him is gone. Completely abandoned. Who? A Nabi of Allah. And what had happened also is that the only person now that remained with him was his wife. And she served him with such servitude and such loyalty. It was amazing how she had served him. On one occasion now she comes to him and she says to him, why don't you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the sickness from you? Why don't you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he felt a little bit sorry for her that now she is asking this. So look at the dua that he makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that he tells her, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me 70 years of good health. Now this 7 years of sickness, should I complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The reality is I should go through 70 years. I should be able to endure 70 years of patience. 70 years of good health. How can I complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for 7 years of sickness? So when we go through some sickness, ask ourselves how many years of good health that we enjoy that we are complaining about our sickness. He lost everything but not complaining. Allah Pak mentions the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوب إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ He felt shy even to complain to Allah. He said, oh Allah, I've been afflicted with this calamity. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Allah, you are the most merciful of those that show mercy. That's all he said. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful of those that show mercy. Not even complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعْهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had answered the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah Pak told him, أُرْكُدْ بِرِجْلِكَ That take your foot and stamp it on the ground. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a fountain to gush out from the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, أُرْكُدْ بِرِجْلِكَ هَذَا مُخْتَسَلُمْ بَارِدُ وَشَرَابْ That what you do now from this water is you drink from this water also and you wash your body. You wash your body. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that when he takes and a person is patient, Allah replaces much, much, much more. That Allah Pak had made him so handsome, so beautiful, such shifa Allah Pak had given him. When he had come back to his house, his wife didn't even recognize him. She says that, what are you doing here, you strange person? He had to explain to her that I am your husband. Allah Pak restored his youth. The ayat of the Quran is saying, فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعْهُمْ Allah Pak says that we had returned not only his family to him, we had doubled his family, we had doubled his wealth. He had 7 sons, 7 daughters. Allah Pak had given him 14 sons now and 14 daughters. Allah Pak had doubled his wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had doubled whatever he had taken away. He had given him much more than what he had. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah Pak takes away from us in this dunya, we make sabr and we are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces with much, much, much more. It is not befitting for a person to complain and to squeal about the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently there was a person in Impangeni. In fact, one Musalli also recently phoned. It surprised me about the way that this brother phoned. He told me that I lost three of my shops, completely burned to the ground. But I'm just phoning you, this was the night before Eid. I'm just phoning you to ask you whether you bought your Qurbani animal, because I would like to purchase one animal for you. So this is the heart that Allah Pak, despite losing, not complaining. So I asked him, how's everything? He says, Alhamdulillah, what can I complain? I only lost my dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't taken my iman away. My iman is still there. So this is how a Muslim thinks, that he all the time is thinking, that how is my iman? Is my iman intact? If my iman is intact, nothing else worries. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that we went through this little bit of test. And these tests will come and these tests will go. The ripple effects and the after effects will still be felt. But at the same time, what we should be thinking is, what is my relationship with Allah? Am I happy with the decision of Allah? If Allah is happy with me, then every calamity in this world means nothing. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy with me, every calamity in this world means nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and being happy with whatever the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.